You're a vile one, Mr.
Jack Mangan.
You really are a heel.
Your podcast
is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
The choice between the two of you, I'd take
Jimmy and Denver.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, December 25th. Oh, isn't it fun that he's poking fun at people's oversensitivity about these holidays at this time of year? This is going to be a pretty short episode, but that's all right. It is. It's going to be what will almost certainly be the final Christmas deadpan episode. And it's not going to be quite as epic as 189, was it? Was that the Santa thing? Or 149, which was Deadpan Easer. I know it's kind of a hipster cop-out, but those were our best Christmas episodes. This one is... this one's good, too. In addition to some voicemails I got from Deadpanites out there in the field, I actually threw together an idea that was spawned by Lopan, and I've done a quick and dirty rendition. Again, that's very hipster thing to do. Like, oh, you should hear how great it was if I really tried, but here's something I don't really care about. I know that's kind of the hipster attitude, but there you have it. There's a quick and dirty thing at the end of this episode that's, you know, it's a funny idea of Lopan's, and hopefully the execution is good. Oh, and I guess we'll get around to some greasy spoons. But yeah, as I said, it's going to be a pretty short one, but it is still a deadpan. It's still a Christmas episode. So, Merry Bloomin' Christmas. It's been a hell of a year. You're all greatly appreciated, all of you listening, all of you in the Deadpan community. We've all dealt with some grim events in the final weeks of this year. Myself included, absolutely, myself included. Times it's hard to crack jokes, but you know, gotta laugh to keep from crying. And you know what? Our friendships around here, the first bridge, the first connection between us all was laughter. You know, I think we've grown as friends and, beyond the point where the laughs are a mandatory thing between us, or where the laughs are the glue that keep us together. You know, I think we're friends through good times and bad now. And we're a community and a connected online family through good times and bad. But you know what? That said, I'm going to raise my glass of mucusy, snotty, disgusting eggnog and make a toast to more laughs and more good times, more fun times for us all, and more happy connections for us all in 2013. It's not a guarantee or a promise, but it's a hope. And what I will guarantee and promise is that I'll do my damnedest to make sure that our times together are good. All right, enough of that shit. Oops, I cursed in the Christmas episode. All right, well, fuck it. I've already cursed. Enough of that shit. Let's get on with the rest of it. Before I go, though, I have one more question. Since this is a religious time of the year, have you accepted Scrooge as your personal Ebenezer?
Hey, Deadpan, this is the Energizer Bunny. I just got my Secret Santa gift. And my Secret Santa gift was from my goddess, CJ. Big hugs to CJ and loves. I got a Think Geek t-shirt that says a self-rescuing princess, which is really cool. I really like this t-shirt, and I'll even wear it tomorrow. So thank you very much, CJ, for my Secret Santa gift. Bye.
Hey, Deadpan, it's SB opening my Secret Santa gift. And I know that Santa is secret, but my Santa is from Texas. So, what I got is a very nice card of Santa and his family. Very beautiful. A Game of Thrones card game, which is awesome. And a personal note that I'm not going to read, you bastards. And a magnetic bookmark set, Game of Thrones. And it's got Jon Snow, Daenerys, Cersei, and Ned Stark. And on the back, they have some cool slogans, including Winter is Coming. I won't read them all, but... Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas, you guys. Bye.
Hey, Deadpan. This is Vanderman. Just back from Carlisle after seeing The Hobbit. Not a bad movie. The pacing just felt off. I know they're adding extra bits from Lord of the Rings, the pacing just seemed off, and it was stretched out for no good reason. I just felt they could have told the whole story within the space of one movie rather than three. But, yeah, it's still worth checking out. I only saw it in 2D, so I didn't feel sick or anything with the 48 frame thing. But, yeah, it's worth checking out. But anyway, the main point of this call is to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And my Secret Santa gift has arrived from Amy, judging by the address. Thank you, Amy. And I'm going to open it now, live. Just put my glasses back. If I can open it. It seems fairly wrapped, it seems fairly well wrapped up. Let's have a look. I cannot open it. I am going to have to get some scissors. Scissors. If I can find the scissors. Yep, scissors found. So I don't damage anything. This is really well wrapped up. And I've just cut the... right. Wrong thing. I've cut the sticker off. I hadn't cut the... It is really well sealed. Let's have a look. Present is wrapped up. And a Christmas card. Let's have a look. Nice Christmas card. A bit unusual. And then I open the present. Now that is brilliant. Oh, yeah. Wow. Thank you, Amy. That's just a pair of gloves. I think
that work with iPads, so I can use the iPad outside and, when it's cold. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you, Amy. And Merry Christmas, Deadpan.
Oh, well, I may have forgotten how to do this. I'm not entirely sure, but so Deadpan, my name is CJ, and I wish you a Merry Christmas. And I would shake a bell. Oh, I do have a bell. I was like, I need a bell to shake. Listen. Okay. It was a miracle that the bell appeared to wish you a Merry Christmas, and yeah. First of being out there, I'm quiet because, I'm in an office, and if I bellow, it might call attention to me. But I hope you're all having a wonderful holiday, and I look forward to seeing all of you again sometime soon. Much love, Deadpan. And Deadpan is the Merry Christmas way, something like that. Goodbye.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote...
Excellent.
Motherfucker!
Ellen Farming.
All right, Jingle Spoons. Ed from Texas says, I'm anticipating it getting a bit nippy and wet tonight around here. Tomorrow we might approach freezing. I'm all tingly ellipsis. Retro says, good morning, star inky thumbprint star. Used Hair says, Lovecraftian Cthulhu carols. Almost at the bottom of the page, on the right, is a set that can be played on the site or downloaded. http://www.cthulhulives.org/solstice. Desert Pixie says, I don't think I really want to see the meme for Robin laying an egg. http://www.quickmeme.com/meme/3s93vn. Vanamon says, chocolate-flavored porridge equals fail. The Energizer Bunny says, now, ellipsis, to wrap hubby's birthday gift. He turns old tomorrow. Amy Bowen says, happy to hear that Pixie and SP have had days full of holiday cheer lately. My goal for this weekend, I work on a non-traditional shift schedule, so my weekend start on Saturday night and end on Tuesday or Wednesday. Include getting and decorating my first real Christmas tree in this apartment, and the first one I've ever been 100% responsible for obtaining and decorating all on my own. Making 7 dozen ginger snaps for the cookie exchange on Tuesday, and getting the rest of the apartment cleaned and decorated. I might go out and catch the Hobbit, too, if I feel like it. It snowed today. I'll post pictures shortly. Tonight, I made a batch of chili. Lopan says, oh, it's beyond sad. This is pure fucking evil. I'm fucking speechless. CJ says, gently. Just a Joe says, win. DJ Bunny says, creepy noises. John Bowes says, ah, yes. Gambon played him in the TV movie of same name, ellipsis. J.R. Murdoch says, thank God it's ellipsis. Wait, what day is it? And the first of the week was not Vanamond. Desert Pixie says, this first comment is filled with awesome. Phase 3 of DPSS is underway.
Hey, Deadpan, it's FB again, just clarifying my Secret Santa gift. It's not a Game of Thrones card game. It's a Game of Thrones deck of cards, which is really cool. So the two jokers are, if anybody cares about Game of Thrones besides Santa and me, the jokers are Littlefinger and the Spider. And then each suit is a family in the series with photos from the TV show, from the characters from the TV show. So the diamonds are the Lannisters, and the clubs are the Starks, and the hearts are, well, it's Dany and her brother, and then the Dothraki King. And then the spades are the Baratheons. So Cersei is the queen twice in this deck of cards. Pretty cool. Anyways, just a clarification. Awesome gift. Love it. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Panics. This is the Energizer Bunny.
just sending my Christmas wishes to all, no matter what you call it or how you celebrate it. I hope you all have a season filled with loves and hugs and laughter and fun. Bye.
Purr, 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 purr. Good night, Mush. Deadpan is the way. I should probably be more embarrassed about this parody song than I am, but I'm not. Enjoy. What do you mean you don't believe in Santa? Ho, ho, ho every day. What do you mean that's not the real me at the mall? I work the food court when I have to. What do you mean I can't watch naughty kids all year? Got nothing better to do. What do you mean I don't make enough gifts? Why do you think I'm broke? Ho, ho, ho. You wanna ask for presents? You'll have to wait in line. You better not be wet this time. What do you mean you want a BB gun? You'll shoot your eye out, kid. What do you mean you've been nice and kind? More like the naughty kind. What do you mean you can't guide my sleigh tonight as a lead reindeer on foggy Christmas Eve? Tell me something. Still peace on earth and goodwill to men, right? Can't see my way with your nose so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Ho, ho, ho. Good as a partridge in a pear tree.
Be good, no pouting. Be good, no crying. Be good, sleds flying. Be good, no shouting. Be good, no pouting. Be good, no crying. Be good, sleds flying. Oh. Ho, 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 behave.